Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
You're on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Work from home continues to be the default for most of us, but there are times when we need to go into the office for a few hours or for a day or for maybe even a couple of days in the week. This does present some unique challenges because we're not at our desk in the office every day. Christopher Lim, our resident Inspector Gadget, has got some suggestions to make this hybrid work from home, work from the office, strange new normal a little bit less uncomfortable. Coming up next on Money FM 89.3.
Inspector Gadget with Clarissa Montero and Christopher Lim from the Business Times with Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Inspector Gadget. I'm Clarissa Montero, our resident Inspector Gadget, Christopher Lim, digital editor of the Business Times, on the phone with us. Today we're talking about three small and portable gadgets to keep at home, in the home office, and the office clean and healthy in this new normal. Whatever this new normal actually means, Christopher.
Which is it's a shifting target.
I know, right?
I tell you, what we're going to talk about is going to be applicable. That's the whole point. I chose these to be applicable regardless, famous last words, regardless of how the new normal shifts.
Right. Okay. I'm going to hold you to that.
What on earth is? Okay, check it out. Okay, as you mentioned, the idea is how to be clean and healthy regardless of whether you're working at home or in the office or somewhere in between, you know. What do you do? Are there any portable gadgets that can help us? The answer is yes, all right? And I've got three and a half. Like, I cheated. It's all three and a half.
You have three and a half gadgets. Okay, so
I'll tell you why. Yeah.
The first of these three and a half gadgets is Dyson. I saw Dyson, I already started getting nervous because they are known for their prices.
Yeah, well, that's the half bit. So actually, they're two very similar new Dyson vacuum cleaners. Two of them. So I'm going to talk about both of them together because both of them fit the bill. Okay. So yes, they make a bunch of stuff. Hair dryers now as well, right? Dyson does a lot of things, but we're really talking about some of their core expertise, their vacuum cleaners, and not just vacuum cleaners, their battery powered vacuum cleaners, so that you can bring them to the office and clean at home, etc. And they have their lightest one yet. It's called the Dyson Micro 1.5 kg. As the name very explicitly promises, it's only 1.5 kg.
So what they're called is what they are, you're saying?
Well, this particular one, actually, this is the only model I know of that actually has the weight in the name because they're so proud of it. And really, it is really, really featherweight. So we're talking about, so it's the Micro 1.5 kg. We're also talking about another one.
Mm-hmm.
The Dyson Omni-Glide. And that the weight's not in the name, but it happens to be 1.9 kg. So very, very, very light. And it makes a difference, I tell you.
Okay, tell me why.
Okay, because your back hurts, right, when you're looking at stuff around. So I actually have a plug-in Dyson vacuum. They're great. The big ones are great. Except when you want to move them around to, you know, strange areas of the house, for example, you know, you want to vacuum underneath the bed. Not the easiest because they're quite big, and then sometimes you have to stretch the power cord. It helps at times like this to have a battery powered vacuum. Or you're in the office. You haven't been back in a while, yeah. So there's a bit of dust. Okay, let's not kill ourselves here. A fair bit of dust on your desk, under your desk, on your chair. It helps to have a vacuum cleaner with you to vacuum all that up because hygiene. So that's where something battery powered and light, 1.5 kg helps. In fact, 1.5 kg is only when all the attachments are connected. So the Dyson Micro 1.5 kg actually comes with a long stem attachment. And that's where you get the 1.5 kg. If you convert it into a handheld only model by taking away that extension and just connecting a brush end, it's just barely about the 1 kg mark. And that's when it's great for vacuuming the car. Really good for the car. Yeah.
Okay, and so what you're suggesting is we don't wait for the cleaning auntie to make sure that our area is clean be proactive with that if you're working, if you have to go in and work at the office for a few days?
Do you want someone to be cleaning your desk? I mean, take.
I don't want anybody touching my desk, period.
Yeah,
end of
I'm
story.
Not sure if that's upside. And exactly, you may not want to wait anyway. Trust issues aside, it helps to be able to take matters into your own hand, especially if there are breaks in between your visits at the office. So maybe it's one day a week, maybe it's 3 days a week, but then there are these gaps in between you going to the office or working at home. When you get back to the office, hey, it is handy to have a battery-powered vacuum cleaner. Yep, absolutely. And helps that you can use the same vacuum cleaner in the car or at home. It helps. Battery power is the issue. Okay, so when it comes to Dyson and the battery-powered vacuums, battery power, again, is the big question mark, because if you go all out, the battery can run out pretty quickly. The Dyson Micro and the OmniGlide last for 20 minutes of normal use. Why do I say normal use? There's a turbo button, which I like.
Because you would.
Yeah, of course, turbo. For those hard-to-reach places, so let's say you're going underneath a bit, and that's where the OmniGlide actually beats the Micro, because it's a feather heavier, but it folds and tilts to almost flat, and then you can really go all the way deep into funny crevices. So the reach of the OmniGlide is actually even better than the Micro. And then let's say you get to a really dusty area and the dust just isn't being sucked up. Maybe there's a huge dust ball. What do? You press the turbo button. I don't think it's called the turbo button, but there's a button for extra power. You use that and the battery goes really fast. But that's life. You are buying these two models, either of these models, for the lightweight. If you need a longer battery life, you get a more expensive model. In fact, Dyson has a model that's the same price as the Micro that's a lot heavier and has double the battery life, 40 minutes, but a lot heavier. Of course, we haven't talked about price, right? You've been kind of nervous about that. I'm making you more antsy by not mentioning the price, am I?
Are you going to now, please?
Okay, fine. The Micro 1.5 kg is $599.
For a vacuum cleaner?
It's not just any vacuum cleaner. It's Dyson's lightest vacuum cleaner. And your back will thank you, and your arms will thank you if you're lugging this to the office. Yeah. And the OmniGlide is $649, so it's $50 more. Start at $649.
Okay, fine. Moving on. I like this one, actually. It's a purifier, but you're basically saying it could be a portable purifier?
Absolutely, because size-wise, yeah, I mean, 90mm by 90mm by 95mm, what does that mean? Basically, it's less than 10cm cube. It's less than the area. It's a cube. Less than 10cm cube. Okay. And so it's a cube air purifier by Sharp. And it is called the Sharp Cube Purifier. And this is where, the portability and the suitability for your office workspace really comes in, because it's not meant to, purify the air in the whole room. It's about that workspace. So you put it on your desk at the office or a certain part of the home, if that's what you need, you turn it on. And then you get the works, right? It catches airborne viruses, bacteria, allergens, and all that. Even breaks down and eliminates odors. So, not bad. $300 too. $299.
I like this better.
But it's a different use case, lah. I mean, yeah, it's not as multi-purpose as a vacuum cleaner in the sense that, it's actually most suitable, I think, for a desktop cubicle or desktop space.
Okay, so plain devil's advocate. If I had the Sharp Cube purifier, do I then need to still vacuum my area?
Absolutely. Because the speed, it's very simple. The speed at which any air purifier sucks in air is not vacuum level speed. Right? It doesn't suck up dust. It sucks in air at a leisurely pace. It sucks in air at a leisurely pace and then spits it out purified, but not the same as having a really powerful vacuum that forcibly sucks up dust and particles. So I think you probably want both. And that's why they're both on this list.
Right. And knowing you, item number three you're going to tell me is also something that you want, which basically means now you're not saying either or, you're saying all three.
Of course it's all three. What are you talking about? This is the three gadgets you
I
need.
I feel smoked.
The three gadgets you need, okay? Three and a half, okay? Because the first one is either one of the new Dyson battery-powered vacuum cleaners. The second
Fine.
One is the Shark Cube purifier.
Fine.
The third I like because it's been kind of warm in Singapore lately.
Only kind of?
Aircon.
Really? It's been terrible.
I'm trying to be polite here because, you know, goodness gracious. Okay, it's been really warm, right? And that's why maybe what you need, this could be exactly what you need, is the close comfort, cool focus, personal portable ductless aircon. Okay, that's a mouthful. The brand is Close Comfort. Mm-hmm. It's a portable aircon. And basically, it works anywhere in the sense that it doesn't have to be an enclosed space, though that helps. It can be on the patio, or it can be at any part of the office, and just put it near you. The idea is because it constantly blows at you, it keeps you cool. It's not meant to keep an entire environment cool, though it will do a bit of that. And yeah, I mean, you do need a power socket, even though you can plug it. It's a 3-pin power plug. If you happen to have a really hefty battery pack or solar powered, you know, panel or small generator, good for you, but really you need to plug it in. It's not battery powered out of the box. You need to plug it into a mains power socket, but then it'll keep you cool. And it doesn't matter where you are in the house. It could be in the living room. It could be the balcony. And like I said, it could be an outdoor area. It blows right at you.
Yeah. You're just trying to turn your balcony into a work-from-home office, aren't you?
That's the idea. Anywhere that you need to work should be air-conditioned. I mean, that's what I want. You know?
You're so spoiled.
That's what I want. Come on. Come on. Don't bluff. You know you're interested.
Shh.
Okay. And look, it's not portable in the sense of being featherweight, but at 17 kilograms, you can indeed move it here and there, especially within a space, within the home, within your office. If your office is either very open or not air-conditioned, hey, you can consider this right next to your workspace. You plug it in, and yeah, you don't need any piping, no installation. It's just this, I guess like half as knee height sort of setup. And it will cool you down. And it's not crazy. Again, people might worry that this is sort of less efficient than traditional aircon. The estimated cost is like 60 cents for 9 hours, right? Because it's just meant to cool you down. So it's not an exorbitant amount of electricity either. You know, 50, 60 cents for 9 hours of sleep or work, you know. So again, that's kind of reasonable.
Okay, whenever you come up with these fanciful suggestions, I try to figure out a practical application for it. My practical application suggestion, take it as such, is this. If you're going to go into the office, but you're going to go into the office outside of normal work areas, a lot of workspaces now, a lot of offices shut down the aircon at 6 p.m., for example. If you're going to go in at 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night, 17 kilos isn't that heavy. You could technically drag it to the car, drive it to work, switch it on, do whatever you need to do in the office when the rest of the office's aircon is off and not, you know, basically faint.
Yep, that's definitely one use case. Or you can drag it to some other area, you know, if you have a reception area and all that, and plug it in and turn it on there, wherever you need to be cooled down.
Right.
$649.
Okay, fine. So I found a practical use for this aircon, other than it would fit very nicely in my work nook at home.
Yeah, I mean, it's to ensure that you don't depend on
you do realise, of course, Christopher, all this says is you and I are both spoiled Singaporeans who need aircon everywhere.
Aircon is one of the best inventions ever, you know, since sliced bread, you know. Aircon, absolutely.
Okay, fine. So you've given us 3.5.
Yeah.
Portable, kind of, in the case of the close comfort, cool focus, personal, portable, ductless aircon.
Yeah.
17 kilos isn't for everybody to be carrying. Anyone who's had a child, toddler, 17 kilos is nothing.
Yeah, at it's least, doable. It's not featherweight, but it's doable.
At least the ductless aircon isn't squirreling while you're carrying it.
Yeah, there you go. Or throwing up on you. Yeah.
There. So, see. I like all these products. I don't like some of the prices, but then you know I'm cheap. But I do really like the Sharp Q purifier because I think in this era of new normal, whatever that is defined as this week, is something that I think we might all want to consider having.
Yes, especially since it does claim to remove a whole bunch of stuff from the air. You know, it claims to remove mold, viruses, bacteria, and the work. So it looks like a fairly serious purifier as opposed to just something to remove strange odors.
Right.
So not bad.
Not bad. Mm. Not bad. Okay, fine. I'm not that unimpressed. At your 3.5 small and portable gadgets to keep the home office and the office clean and tidy in this very strange work from home, work from office hybrid that all of us are probably going to continue to see for the months to come.
Mm-hmm.
This has been Inspector Gadget on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero, our resident Inspector Gadget. Christopher Lim, digital editor of the Business Times, will have who knows what next week. Join us then.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.